whenever you have mixed reactions, go for the one that is good. This morning, woke up thinking about the situation of things in the country called Nigeria, in the African continent at large. I saw on one hand a great generation of young people who have decided to take their destiny into their hands and go for gold, irrespective of what the challenges have said. On the other hand, I see a number of people clamoring, hoping, praying, and trying that just one day things would get better, that the government of the day would one day just look at them and say, you know what, I'm tired of suffering you guys, you know. I'm tired. You know what? Let me just change your life for good. There are a set of people who are on that side. And then I look at life. Each and every day, there's either one positive thing happening, just like there's also one negative stuff happening. So negativity and positivity will always coexist. Now, you can choose to attract more of the positive if you choose to keep a positive mindset. And that's exactly why on What's Up Lagos, we decide to keep it positive, no matter what the situation is. Our heart goes out to all those who lost their lives in the building collapse, about 34 of them are thereabout. We say, may the good Lord grant the family members of those who lost their lives the fortitude to bear the loss. Even as we celebrate with those who are born today in history, those who are born today, who are just coming into this world, and those who are celebrating whatever it is you're celebrating. As people that died, as some people they do wedding, as some people they celebrate other things. So we choose to keep positive, and that's the mindset of the show. On that note, I say welcome to this morning's episode of What's Up Lagos on a Good Friday.
That's right, on a good Friday like this. Check your time, it's 11 on the clock right now. And then today's the fifth day of November 2021. What happened to my mic? Okay. Right. It's Friday.
It's not sounding good, huh?
It's not at all. But anyways, it's Friday. And then we're doing great. I hope you're doing great as well. Welcome to this side of the divide, right? Welcome to the side of radio. It's What's Up Lagos with the Techers. I am Andrea Oduobi Teke.
And this is the voice of the microphone heavyweight, Collins. Welcome indeed.
Welcome, Lagos.
It's a Friday.
It's a Friday. And the first hour of the show, as usual, is a feel of Lagos. It's Friday today to tell us what's going on around your area and how you are feeling this morning. And afterwards, we have, that is from the 11 o'clock hour, we'll have our family talk today. And today's conversation, it's something that must have happened to you one way or the other. And if you're a married folk, I'm sure that you must have done it one way or the other. So today, we're going to break and shatter some tables, and we're going to be asking the question, why
is it difficult? Is it as a result of either Telidor or Omid? I'm giving them too many clues already.
I don't even think that that's part of it.
It's just human nature.
I don't want to call it a disadvantage, right? But it's just part of the things that come with you being married. You gossip. Okay, I think I've. Oh my goodness!
You just let it out.
Let it out. So, yeah. Why do we gossip as married folks? We gossip about things that we're not supposed to gossip about, especially gisting about our single friend situation.
Well, when we get into the conversation, you get the full effect of what it is about. And I don't know how easy or hard it is as a married person to keep secrets, you know, especially, you know, secrets that have to do with other people. For example, now somebody meets you, whisper in your ear, my brother, I know you're a married man, you know, but this was happening. This was happening. But please don't tell your husband, though. Don't tell your wife.
If I hear.
I'm sure don't tell your husband, don't tell your wife. Is the opposite you hear. It'd be like, tell him immediately you get home. Tell her immediately as soon as you get home. Tell her.
And then sometimes you want to ask, is it that it just, one of those things, it just pops out. It's not like you intended it's not like you intended to say it. It's not like you intended to have that conversation with your spouse about that person. Mm. But, you know, because of the banter, the gist that you both were having, you say, hey, come, that's how. And then
you let it out.
You let it all out.
Now, that's why when we get to that 11 o'clock hour, guys, don't start talking about this just yet, okay? when we get to the 11 o'clock hour, some of the questions we'll ask also would be like, hey, how easy or hard is it to keep secrets?
And then is it right for a married couple, that is husband and wife, to gossip about, you know, either their friend's matter?
Yeah.
Is it right?
This table, we want to shake like this.
You know.
It's a strong table.
I mean, it's something that happens every day.
Anyways, we are here again and ready for y'all to talk to us about what's happening in your lungu and your neighborhood.
0700-993-993-993. The female only line, 01465-7190. If you want to drop a WhatsApp message, you can do that as well.
On 0809-597-5805. 15 past the hour of 10.
And the phone lines are buzzing. Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive. Welcome.
Madam, Mrs. Adobe. Take
care. Welcome.
Welcome.
So much happy to have you guys with this morning. My name remains Adobe. I'm calling from your show. Are you hearing me?
Yes, we are. Go ahead.
Yes, what is happening in my domain now is that the weather is too cold. And the NEPA just brought up light just now.
Mm.
And everybody is now enjoying that light.
You know.
And the only thing that is getting me boring so much is because of those people that lost their life.
Yeah.
But anyway, God will console their family.
Absolutely.
And rescue their spirit. And keep their spirit in a safe place. So that is the only thing that is boring me. Because I'm not happy with Lagos.
All right.
Because one life means a lot in me.
Absolutely.
The purpose of 39 people losing their life.
Mm.
It's unfortunate.
It is.
Let the government wake up in their slumber and put everything right. So that kind of accident cannot happen.
Not real poor.
In our news.
Thank you for calling. We appreciate. So in some areas it rained this morning, and I can't lie that I didn't feel that kind of feeling where you just want to lay in bed and enjoy the chilly nature of the weather. That was exactly how I felt this morning. Like he said, you know, there's a kind of feeling that happens when, you know, it rains and then there's lights.
Yeah.
And then you're just, you know, feeling all, you just want to snot somewhere and chill, right?
It's a strange experience because most times whenever it rains, the lights go off. So people never really get experience that
light with the rain at the same time. That's true.
So I understand how that feeling is. It'd be like, ah, thank God, today's Christmas.
Hello?
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive. Welcome.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Odobi. Keke.
Good morning.
Good morning,
guys.
Great.
Yeah, my name is Christian Kofi. I'm calling from Ajaravis. Yeah.
Okay, welcome.
Hi, Christian.
Yeah, we thank God for today. You know, it's not easy to see day by day. We are not better than those who lost their life in the collapsed building, but we thank God. Whatever happened, we thank God for our lives. We do say something that it doesn't concern me, but when it happens, we all talk, we all, you know, make noise. That 21 story building that collapsed at Ikoyi, I think they must have noticed the sign, but who raised the alarm? Who be the whistleblower?
Yeah.
Okay. in this our Lekki Epe Expressway here, you will see a commercial motorcycle, popularly called Okada. They've been applying one way, carrying passenger. Meanwhile, they know very well that Okada is prohibited on the highway. They'll be facing a car, like upcoming traffic. They'll be facing me. You see a normal person, an educated person will be using his car to apply one way as well. Meanwhile, others and the traffic on the other side. Okay, for instance, now, a car and a motorbike had an accident. Like, wow. It killed each other or something bad happened. That's why we started complaining that an accident happened or this has happened.
Yeah.
Please, I want to use this medium and call the Lagos State Authority to do something before it's too late. We will say it doesn't concern me. We'll wait to concern me there. But when it happens, we'll all talk. We'll all blame one another.
That's right.
Please, we should do the right thing as a citizen. We should do the right thing as a citizen. I'm begging the citizens of Lagos, we should do the right thing. If they say they say you shouldn't apply one way, don't apply one way. Do the right thing, obey the law of the land, so that the everywhere can be safety for all of us.
That's right. Okay? That's right.
Please.
Thank you so much.
I want to use this medium and call Lagos State Government, the task force, to swing it to action before it's too late for us. Please.
All right.
Thank you very much. You guys are doing very great job. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate you for that. Calling the attention of the government, of course, on the one way, the indiscriminate plying of one way by Okada riders and motorists generally. And I think it's something we should call the lab. Every day, from time to time, accidents happen as a result of that kind of practice in
Lagos.
Absolutely. Like I said, we say it's no concern me, Abek. A mighty task force until it happens, and then we all talk about it and they start pointing fingers.
Fingers, exactly. I mean, just like he said, someone has to say something and something has to be done. It all sometimes comes back to us. We cannot always wait for the agencies to do what is right. Sometimes it's us, ourselves, we need to do what is right. I mean, the law has already said that one way is illegal. So why do you have to take one way?
So and another thing again, I mean, the guys who do it will not do it by themselves, because when you put the blame, most times it's on the Okada riders themselves or the...
Sometimes the passengers, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, there's no... There is no smoke without fire. Mm-hmm. So
somebody must have said, follow that one way. They go like that. They go. They fire. Right?
Absolutely.
Is that not how they sound?
The bike guy kind of just wake up and say, I want to go to the express. I want to take one way on my own. Mm-hmm. Somebody is either in a hurry. If there's traffic, like we talked about the other day, and then they just jump. He jumps on the bike and he takes one way as the shortest route.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, what's up, Lagos? Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Yeah.
Wow, good morning, everyone.
Good morning. What's your name?
Yeah, I'm calling in respect of this Aja one way of a thing. Honestly, I'm an eyewitness because let me just say, there is a filling station before you get to VGC. Yeah. A bus follow one way and knock somebody down. That was last week, and the guy died instantly.
Wow.
So the youth, normally when you get to that spot, you see a lot of youth staying along that axis. They started descending on all the cars that are coming, following one way. So this thing, they should take measure. Was it day before yesterday? Okada blocked a hole in that Ikota school. They blocked cars that are going to Chevron in the name that they are stopping them from applying one way. They carry wood, irons. Please, the authorities should do something before you will get out of hand.
Wow.
Yes, it's very, very important.
Well, let me get you clear. You said that the bike riders, the Okada riders, were stopping other cars from passing because they were stopped from using the one way.
Day before yesterday.
Okay.
Wow.
Yes. On that bridge there, they caused a lot of... Ask anybody, they will tell you.
Okay.
They are in hundreds.
Thank you for sharing this information.
The authorities should do something before you get out of hand.
All right. Thank you very much for saying this.
They're kind of losing life in this part of the world.
That's right. Something has to be done. It's a serious matter.
Absolutely. This sounds like lawlessness at the height of it. You are obviously wrong, and you are protesting for being stopped.
From being wrong.
You see what's is Nigeria this time, or Lagos?
But on a serious note, indeed, the government, I hate that name. I hate to say that. But you know, the authorities have to do something about this. Because when lives have been lost, then there's a problem. Welcome back, Nigeria Info, 99.3. That's the station. I don't know why I'm laughing, but maybe money will enter my account. Maybe that's why. Maybe somebody is going to bless me today. It's a Friday. Maybe somebody's going to call you. Hello, the techers. I want to send like 50 million now just to, like, you know what? Hold that one. Just use that one as a takeover and all that. Maybe that's why the laughter came in, but I don't know where it came from. Or maybe contagious.
Contaminated? Is that what you wanted to use?
I can't contaminate. Contaminated is a bad one. Maybe I've been influenced by your laughter persona, as it were. Well, it's at 10:35. We are the techers, and this is Nigeria Info 99.3, and it's What's Up Lagos. We're trying to find out the feel of Lagos. It was a wet morning in some parts of the city of Lagos, and so far, so good. Some reports have come about Okada causing wahala by flying one way. We have some messages coming in. You can send yours to 0700-993-993. You can call 0700-993-993-993. And you can equally send a message to 0809-597-5805. If you're a lady, you can call
01465-7190. Straight to WhatsApp. This person here has given a very good laugh, saying, I was waiting patiently for Collins to say his tech air. When I didn't hear it, I was like waiting half. Then I heard and I had a relief. Wow. Okay. Joseph here says they took the light shortly before the rain, but was only restored much later after the rain had stopped.
Sorry.
All right. Another here. This is a Dozie Edunaji says, what's up, Lagos? Cheers to life. The tech is Malungu is very calm and serene today. It rained here this morning and as usual, no light. Just that my heart still aches from the collapsed building in Ikoyi. Have a swell day, guys. Thank you.
Godwin is on the line. He's been waiting for a while. Hello, Godwin.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? I am Andre.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. My name is Godwin from Lekki. I have some issues to report to you guys now.
All right, go ahead.
Because I'm not happy this morning. You know, I left my house going to work. Although yesterday I had issues with my ATM card. I was withdrawing money from my bank.
Okay.
Then they debit me. I didn't receive the money. So I went to my bank this morning to give them the complaint, then see the form so that I can go to work. But when I got to the bank, they gave me the form. I filled the form and they gave us number. But to my surprise, people are entering inside the bank without getting the number.
Without queuing.
Just the assets. So I'm like, what's going on? The bank where everything was meant for everybody, but now people are getting access without getting the number. And I've been here for more than an hour without anybody attending to me right now. So I'm so angry because I'm so angry. I just feel like you guys should know what's going on right here now.
All
the
right.
bank I am now, my bank is actually Zenon Bank.
Okay.
The one at the airport stop like that. Yeah. I'm
all right.
just sitting down for more than an hour now. You know, I was meant to go to work probably before 10, but I was there since 9 o'clock. Nobody had sent to me. They don't give us number. People are entering with that number, stuff like that. So I'm like, they're like, they have their own
preference. Yeah.
All those personnel at the gate. People that they know that they always came there. That's the moment they enter. But we that normally do our normal stuff now. That's the problem. Hanging out there for them. It's very, very crazy.
I know how you feel. I know how you feel. But thank you for expressing yourself. It is bad. It's wrong. And I think you should demand. If I say you want to see the manager, don't let anybody intimidate you.
Exactly.
You're a customer. Say you want to see the manager. Let them know you want to see the manager. If you go me.
I'm still sitting outside. I've not been getting access to the bank. I'm just outside like this now. Outside.
When you
how about the officials at the door?
The security.
The securities.
I didn't get that.
How about the securities at the door?
There are like five, but the one that's giving us access is just only him at the main entrance.
Can you walk up to him and talk to him?
I've been telling him, oh God, this is not right now.
You are a very calm man. And that's okay. That's okay.
So, because some people are just walking in and out without.
Let him know that he's almost on public domain for doing that. Let him know that you've called the radio station and reported, and they're about investigating the matter. Maybe you should go and walk up to him and let him know, because it's just wrong. All right, do that to him and let him know that, look, you have called the radio station right now, and they are coming to investigate.
I will.
And get his number, his name.
You're saying that be as stern as possible, because you sound like a very calm person. So he might not take you seriously.
Now, crazy work for Lagos, so if you don't show it, they'll look at you as if they're home.
They
seem
weak, you know.
Yeah, I can imagine.
They're close. There's nothing like a badge that I can get their name. It's just the bank logo that is on there. There's no name. As soon as I have the name of the guy, I'll just. All right,
Godwin, if you eventually enter, talk to the manager and lay your complaint and report the specific security guy. I mean, it's unfair to waste your time.
I will.
Oh, I hope you feel better now. Anthony has been waiting from Suleri. Hello, Anthony. Sorry for keeping you.
All right. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. I felt that breath.
Ooh, wow.
Welcome.
It's another week in the pandemic.
Yes, sir.
I'm alive.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, I'm alive. Good morning once again to the techers.
Good morning.
It's a Friday. Yep. And it's a day to have fun.
That's right. I love the energy.
I just got to give a shout out to just... I know I'm not supposed to be giving shout outs. First of all, Suleri is cool and calm. Everybody's peaceful. Mm-hmm. The rain, wet the ground, everywhere is cool. We drink tea, eat yam and egg. Enjoy ourselves. But actually, I wanted to. The major reason why I called is to just give a shout out to Nigeria Info as a whole.
Wow.
First of all, the major reason, man. The selection team of Nigeria Info, the people that select the talent of Nigeria Info, I salute on that. I started to respect those guys from Femi and the gang, the kinds of talent they bring on Nigeria Info. Oh, my goodness. Especially that guy that took the 10 o'clock news. Man, I didn't get his name, but that was fantastic.
Wow.
It was a fantastic delivery. Oh, my goodness. Nigeria Info! Good. Shout out to Nigeria Info once again.
Thank you, Anthony.
Shout out to the background team, those that are behind the scenes. Every Friday I call, I always give a shout out to the background team. Those that are always behind the scenes.
Yeah.
You guys are doing a great job. I'm not for you, I'm laughing on top. I'm laughing. Shift, before I give left hand, I give shout out to those that are behind the cameras doing the production work.
Okay.
Those that are in digital marketing, whatsoever team they are. Mm. Have a nice day.
Thank you, Anthony.
Thank you. OJ is on the line. He's been there for a while. Hi, OJ.
Welcome.
What's up, Lego?
Just alive. Yeah. Welcome.
Yeah, good morning, Andrea. I'll do a big take care. And Mr. Collins, a million years later, take care.
Thank you very much.
Shout out to you, and thank you for pronouncing my name correctly. You're the only person who've done that.
Wow.
Yes, I heard somebody call Andre, and I was thinking, are we talking about a drink?
I don't know. Thank you.
I want to say thank you for all you do on radio. Thank you for keeping it positive. Thank you for the energy you bring to Lagos, especially at a time like this when you know, it all looks gloomy and all that.
Yeah,
that's right.
Thank you for keeping it positive.
You're welcome.
I want to lend a voice to the issue of driving on one way on Lagos roads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's terrible. I don't know where to start from. But you see, when it's okay, the Okadas, the Danfo drivers, why are we not talking about the government officials? Why are we not talking about the politicians, those with so-called influence?
That's right.
Somebody could just, you know, because he holds one office carrying a federal government plate number or even a state or local government plate number, he's driving against traffic and he's calling you stupid because you refuse to give him the right, the right of way now, the left of way, because he's not even in the right.
That's right.
You understand?
Absolutely, we get you.
It's a terrible score. It breaks my heart whenever I see, you know, the madness that goes on, especially on Lagos roads. And you see, there was a day at a traffic light. I was waiting for the traffic light to change to green, and there was this guy right behind me honking, and I was like, "Are you blind? Can't you see the traffic light?" And he came down from his back, tapped on my glasses. I went down, and he said, "You should go. You should go. That there's nobody here. There's nobody." And I was like, "What does that mean?" And he guess what he said to me? He be like Makusi. You will die here. I was like, "Excuse me," you know.
Wow.
Because I didn't allow him to push me to breaking the law. Like, so it's
appalling.
Let me
right.
allow others to call, but please let's lend a voice, especially to the government officials.
All right. And I totally agree.
But he made a valid point.
Mm-hmm. Timothy from Abidjan is on the line. Hi, Timothy.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Welcome, Timothy. How you doing this morning?
I'm okay. I'm fine. Welcome. I'm Teke and the wife.
Andrea.
And yeah.
It's Collins and Andrea.
I want to tell you that you have a great Africa voice crying out in the top of the mountain. Have you heard of that before?
No.
Wow.
Well, thank you.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, that's a great voice.
Thank you.
Then, just concerning this one-way drive on Okada and the motorists.
Yeah.
Like yesterday, it has really played their part on me, and it affected me really yesterday. I was robbed on gunpoint at GRA yesterday around the 9:30 to 10 a.m. in the morning. On gunpoint, two bikes, four. They just came down while we were waiting on the bus stop. They just asked us to bring out their gun and asked us to bring our phones and the rest like
wow.
that.
Wow.
And the funniest part of it is that where they were going, they were shouting police, police, just to distract people's attention for them. And that is how they left. It's so painful these days. These bike riders on the highway, they do all sorts of things that are not called for. In fact, it's heartbroken.
Wow.
Just see somebody will come and take off all your livelihood, everything, just like that.
Hi.
I'm so sorry that you experienced that yesterday. But I hope that you are fine. No injury whatsoever.
Yeah, I'm okay. Just for the trauma yesterday, I couldn't sleep yesterday.
Wow, I can imagine.
I was just thinking about my contact, because that is my business phone.
Wow. So sorry. But I mean, it's possible that you can retrieve your contacts.
Yes. I will.
Right.
I'm just trying to say that the Lagos State government should do something about this bike riders, because it seems as if they now have an association. Once something is happening to one, you see them in numbers, hundreds,
they
thousands.
They all come outside.
It's becoming so terrible. Very, very terrible.
All right. Thank you so much,
Timothy. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Bassey's on the line as well. Hi, Bassey. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, Andrea, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning to the microphone everywhere.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes! Chest alive! Wow.
Thank you. I've been trying to get through all along.
Wow. We're glad you made it.
Wow.
You made it. Welcome.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How?
That bros made it that bank now. That bros too gentle. I don't know if you take that kind of thing from
I swear.
You know, like he's so calm.
I'm a gentle guy. You don't need to apply those kinds of stuff for Lagos today now.
Yeah. Abi.
Yeah.
There's no niceness or humbleness in Lagos.
Collins, wow, you said something yesterday that didn't really touch me. I tried to call in about to get through when you said that, you know, that what comes to a man is equal to a man. You know, you took me back to 2006 when I had an incident that, you know, that was the word that one of my guys told me that gave me consolation, you know. Wow. I just see that on my head. As what to do now. I need to move on.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, you did touch people, maybe in a way you don't know.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I really appreciate Bassi, man. Yeah. God bless you. Appreciate it. Right. I appreciate your energy. You're a great guy. Absolutely.
Wow. But you actually do touch people's lives. You do. Che, you have lost you.
I mean,
we're
just doing us. I mean, when people say that, you can't help but blush. Hello.
What's up, Lego?
Just alive.
Welcome.
Yeah, good wow. morning.
Good morning.
Wow.
Yeah, my name is Mr. Dan. I'm calling from Oshodi.
Okay, welcome.
Let's talk.
Yeah, you are talking about robbery in Lagos.
No, we're talking about what's happening in Lagos. If you have any reports around your area, what exactly is going on? You tell us. That's what we're talking about.
Oh, good. There's nothing going on in my area.
Good.
Everything is okay, peaceful, no problem. There's just a little hold up here at Oshodi Road here.
All right.
That's all. Yeah, we are cool. Thank you.
Okay,
all
but right. Did you have a robbery experience? You want to talk about that because you mentioned that?
Yes, it do happen sometimes on my street.
All right.
It's always late night, not
during the
daytime.
All right. Thank you so much.
The presence of the security around our area, so they don't have that chance.
All right. So, Dan, thank you so much. You're the first-time caller. We have yet another.
Bami Bola. Welcome. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning, madam. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Sorry, I cannot be able to shout properly because I'm a little elderly person.
Oh, okay. That's okay.
Yeah, my observation go to all the traffic that we... Let me call it whether we are a lawyer or we are judges, we are this, we are police, or we are driving along Ajah Road.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrible. Although there's everyday traffic, we know that we are going to spend 2-3 hours going home. If we want to come out, we come out the same thing. But the major problem is the people that are taking the one way. And when there's bash your car and they are going to start in talking another thing. Most especially all these the people that own Sarin.
All right. Well, we need to go on a break quickly. When we come back, we'll take more messages and calls and wrap this up and then the Well, it's still What's Up Lagos with the Techers Live, right here on Nigeria's number one for talk. Now, before we get into the family talk on a good Friday, by the way, just dawned on me like really, 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 really. It's Friday. God. Friday. You don't know the feeling of when it's Friday. It's not like anything else. It's just the fact that you can decide to sleep like, you know, sleep well. I know you're in a hurry. You don't think of anything, you know, to wake up, even though. I mean, it just does that. It's a special feeling. I don't know what excites you about Fridays, but hey, I just gave you a tip of what I get excited about Friday. Some messages there say, good morning once again. No, that's not for us. It's gone away. Okay, good morning, Collins and Andrea. Take care. As I'm happy for today because my household is doing great in God's divine grace. And I'm waiting to start shouting, "What's up, Lagos?" in my office while enjoying your program also. I wish those who lost the loved ones and the breadwinners in the collapsed building the grace and fortitude to carry on. He said, amen. Damien from Shogunle. Thank you, Damien, for that message. I appreciate you indeed. And there is another message here coming on WhatsApp. It said, "What's up, Lagos? Good morning, Collins and Andrea. My situation is that the whole Owututu Aglik Road was scrapped 2 years ago, and construction work has been dragging like Ogbono." He said, "The whole road is bad, and I bought 4 tires for 17K each in a month. So I don't tire to the go alignment weekly. You know, with 1,500 naira. I beg, help us, beg Sonolu to come fix our road." Now, the link road, he said the road links Ogun State and Ibadan Expressway, but the chairman of this area, the worst in Lagos, the name is King Size from Owutu. In Ikorodu, Owutu in Ikorodu. All right, great. "Please, Mr. Governor, they say come and fix road. So people are spending money on buying tires and also doing alignment. Car is another job on his own. Car. One day we spend time talking about car. Just
car. Lines have been buzzing, but I think it's time for us to bring in our family talk for the Friday fun-filled edition of Family Talk.
It's time for that.
The family, considered the smallest unit in a society, but the most powerful of all. It is where habits are formed and values are instilled, one person at a time. For society to get it right, family plays a major role. Get ready to talk family on Family Talk with the Techers. Now, on your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Righty, righty, welcome back. 11:06 on the clock is Family Talk right now on What's Up Lagos with the Techers.
That's right, it's Family Talk, and we are set for the Fun Feed edition. So Fridays, we bring very lighthearted conversations, you know, and we'll bring them to the fore, talk about them with so much fun. Mm-hmm. Today, it looks like we're going to shake some tables, but it's something that we all, you know, when once there's a conversation that we all are guilty, or most of us, or 90% of the people are guilty, just to say the least. I mean, it's a convenient place to be. You know, anybody, you don't feel judged. Everybody be like, I do amo.
Even if it's right or wrong.
Absolutely. Now, but the situation is that we don't want it to be a matter of, okay, we're just assuming everyone done it. But here is a story that happened, and, you know, we had an experience. We said, you know what, let's bring it on the radio and find out what people think from both sides, all right? As a single person who's not married, but you have married friends, and as a married person who has single friends or friends generally. So here is a situation. So I saw this sister, where she had two sisters. They had the very heart to heart. It's been a while. They hadn't seen themselves. So they came together the first time. You know, that bond. People were close together, growing up together, you know. And they're following each other like that. So because of that, when they met, so several conversations back to back, they talked. And then they shared some personal secrets with each of them.
Yeah.
Both of them were married, right? Both of them were married. So he shared this sister, I think one of the sisters shared with the sister some personal, very personal conversations. And it's, you know, made it clear that these are secrets and all that. Only for the next time when this sister would meet the husband of the other sister, the sister that shared secret.
Mm-hmm.
And the husband was pretty much throwing it in the open like that. Wow. You know, say, hey, I heard that. I heard that you had, you know. And this sister was
something
so
that
mad.
Was meant to be a personal conversation with
sisters. The sister carried it, told the husband, and I heard that. You heard that what? I heard that. And low down, the sister was mad, so angry. I went back home and called the other sister and said, look, please, we had a personal conversation and you shared with your husband. Why? The owner said, what do you mean? I don't hide anything with my husband.
My husband is family.
My husband is supposed to be family. I mean, if you tell me something is as good as you're telling my husband, I mean, there's no difference. The matter turned to a serious fight. So it became a family conversation that families had to sit down and they had to either agree whether there are some things you should not tell your husband or tell your wife when it has to do with your immediate family. And then, as if that was not enough, there's another one. It was a single friend. They had this conversation. The next thing, they met in church. Mm-hmm. That's how the guy who told his friend, like guy to guy, mm-hmm. told his friend about something confidential, met the wife of his guy mm-hmm. in church. And then I just she just jumped and said, I heard of what happened.
I heard
of what you're going through.
What happened?
What's going through? Who told you? So right. That became a serious matter.
Right.
That's why today we say, you know what, let's put it on radio
mm-hmm.
and ask these questions.
Now, we're going to ask series of questions, right? Yeah. The first one is, would you trust your married friend with your secret, knowing or judging from the fact that, you know, there's this constant saying that a man and a woman, when they're married, they become one. Mm-hmm. Right? And we all know that when there's a man and a woman together who are husband and wife or mm-hmm. even boyfriend and girlfriend, there's that chitty-chatty moment mm. that you can just jabber.
That's
and you
right.
say the things that you're not meant to say, or maybe start telling your partner about your friend's secret or what your friend told you.
Yep.
All right. So we want to ask that question. If you're a single person and you have experienced something like that, you want to share that with us, feel free to do that. We're just asking these questions. Would you trust your friend, your married friend, with your secret? Another question is asking the married one now.
Mm.
Is it right to tell your spouse about other people's secrets? Some people say there's nothing there. My spouse is me mm-hmm. and he's going to keep it to himself. You can trust yourself for keeping things to yourself, but can you trust your partner for keeping it to his or her own self?
When is this secret? The moment you tell one other person, you have broken the code.
It's no longer a secret.
It's not a secret anymore. So, but here's the thing. Also, another question is, how easy is it for you to keep secrets? Have you told someone else's secret before as a married person?
Yeah.
Have you had an experience where you shared something with someone and the next thing you're hearing it from the spouse?
Yeah.
How did you make you feel? Would you like to share with us? And how easy or hard is it for you to keep secret? Because sometimes you may not want to blame the guys who are telling
your partner.
Sometimes it's jabber. Sometimes it's just like, I can't take this anymore.
You know what?
Let me tell her.
You know what? There have actually been times where I have jabbered.
Yeah,
But I'm grateful that you're a very mature person. And I don't think that kind of, you don't do that.
Of
so that's a little safe for me, but it's not on my part. I shouldn't have done that. That's just me. Because I'm looking at it as someone who must have experienced it before, where that I share something personal with one of my married friend, and I'm not hearing the husband, or the husband is now giving me an attitude based on what I have told my friend. Do you get it? Now, my friend, I told you because I wanted to confide in you. I told you because I just wanted somebody who I can just let it out with. Mm-hmm. And then the next thing, your husband is now giving me attitude.
Not like I had
any conversation with this man, but he's now, acting up to me. And I know that the reason he's acting up to me is because of something that I told you that I think he must have heard about. And there's no way he must have heard about it if you did not tell him.
That's true. Why I said that, how easy is it for you to keep or tell secrets? Sometimes when something's jabbered like that here, he's your, you can't see the person, you can't hold yourself like this.
No,
colleagues, no, you can't act, you don't know anything. You are not told.
You have no idea.
It's a tough place to be. And you ask yourself, but I didn't ask to be told this now. Why? Why did he tell me?
Yeah.
So, guys, that's the conversation. Let's have fun with this.
Absolutely.
And make it
have you experienced any of this? Have you found yourself either telling your spouse about your friend's secret that they told you not to tell?
Mm-hmm.
And you went ahead and you spilled the whole thing with your partner? Or have you been that single person who shared and you realized that this your married friend had told their husband or told their wives and they're acting up all on you based on that information that must have leaked? So feel free to share with us if you had more. The phone lines are off the hook.
I say 90% or 99% of us are on this table that has been broken down.
Hello, what's up, ladies? Welcome.
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Oh, this is beautiful and great couples. How are you?
We're doing great.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear my kind of a woman voice this morning. Andrew.
Thank you.
You're such a sweet woman. I appreciate you. And I say, Mr. Colin Seconds, you're highly favored to have a beautiful, lovely woman with a beautiful voice.
I know.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And Mr. Seconds, the microphone voice, I want to give you the kudos and almighty, the all glory for giving you that microphone voice.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you too.
The chairman of what do you call it again? Is it Moran or what is it? Or Nonetti or what did you call it?
The what?
The chairman of the association of
MMA. Women Association.
I've been calling to reach on to that line, and I'm thank God. In fact, I don't know between you and my husband who should take the chairman of Mumu Men Association. Because my husband is also loving, is caring. In fact, I don't know.
Wow.
I just want to take this time out to appreciate it first before going to that main discussion.
All right. That's beautiful.
And concerning the aspect of this secret on this.
Oh la la.
Okay, call us back if you can.
How did we just lose that call that way? But numbers haven't changed.
It hasn't. 0700-993-993-993. And this one's for women. 01465-7190.
I see a lot of women calling.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. What's your name?
My name is Manuel.
Welcome, Manuel.
Fidero Delicious House.
All right, move away from your radio. Kill the volume dead.
One second.
Yeah, great.
I think it's okay now. Okay. Very quick. Hello, are you there?
Yes, we're here. Go ahead.
Yeah. This topic is very interesting.
Okay.
Looks simple, but very deep. If your spouse tells you anything in confidence, any of the spouse, that please, darling, do not tell anybody. As a spouse and as somebody that having confidence, if you betray that trust, you have erred. You have made a very big mistake. And it tells a lot about the type of person you are towards your spouse.
Okay, that's betraying your spouse, right? When your spouse tells you, that's telling what your spouse tells you not to tell.
If anybody tells you anything, not to tell your husband.
Okay.
Do you understand me?
Yeah, absolutely.
It is no go area. If you don't want me to tell my husband, don't tell me. If you don't want me to tell my wife, I don't deserve to know that information.
Okay.
Keep that information to yourself.
All right.
What I'm saying is that anything that you want to tell me and you don't want me to tell my wife or my husband, please do not tell me. Because anything I know, my husband or my wife supposed to know that. Okay. But where there's comma is that if I tell you, my wife or my husband, that look, this is that, please do not tell anybody.
Yeah.
If you go ahead and tell anybody, you have erred. You have made a very big mistake.
All right.
You see the two now.
Yeah, absolutely. I get it. Thank you so much. I mean, I love that angle. We love that angle, really. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's up,
Chest alive! Welcome.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning to you.
About the topic. See, I'm the best gossiper. You know, anything you don't want me to tell my husband, don't tell me. Because once you tell me like this, and I just gist it.
Because that's a gist day. Oh my God. Okay. All right, thank you.
Okay.
So it's quite tough. The caller before this one said that it's a no-go area. Anything you don't want my partner to know,
don't tell me.
And this lady now, just the last caller too now, just said the same thing.
Wow. So is it risky to have a discussion with a married person? Like a personal conversation with a married person?
If you know that you're having it with a family. That's a family. You have made
you
it
become
up.
A family subject.
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mom.
Welcome.
I'm Mercy, calling from Ikoyi.
Welcome, right. Mercy.
Thank you. So, on this topic, anything you call a secret, better not tell it to anyone. Because if you tell me anything, I must tell my spouse. Yeah.
Why must you?
Okay, like the Bible teaches us, when the two are joined together, they become one.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
You can't hide.
There's nothing I can hide from him. Like,
okay. But it's not your business, right? It's not your business. It's not your partner's business. It's your friend's business. So why do you have to tell your partner? You're someone else's business.
It has become my business, which is, it's my business and my husband is me, so it's now our business.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right.
You know, it's easy to spill other people's secrets. But your own secret, go as a person.
Man, this is actually very eye-opening.
I'm telling you.
I'm sure that people listening right now will be like,
I'm telling you. Some people will be just holding their head Miami. See, my entire life is in the hands of some people. So,
oh, my goodness.
So, the question again, if you don't know, is would you trust your married friend with your secrets? With this, because the purpose is you're sure that he won't tell anybody,
including
the partner. And as a single person, as a married person, is it okay to spill out?
I mean, to your partner and other people's secret that they must have told you, and then you go ahead and tell your partner. Is it okay to do that? Let's see on WhatsApp. This person here says, the Techers, the number one gossip couple on radio. Oshé.
What are we gossiping? Yeah.
I don't understand.
That's true. We don't get secrets. It's everything we don't let out for on radio.
No, but we're not gossiping. You gossip when you're saying stuff about a person in a derogatory way in the person's absence.
We gist.
Yeah. We gist. It's not gossip, no. Do we gossip?
Nope.
Are you sure?
Nope.
Okay. Nope is the answer.
We address issues. We analyze.
Yes.
We analyze situations and then take a stand. We don't gossip. I don't think we do.
Yeah.
We don't.
Yeah. Okay. Chima here says, I will never share my family secret with anyone. It is a secret that would die with me and my wife. You don't add your wife. You have added your wife. We're talking about a secret from your friend, right? That was told to you. Anyway, he says, and then I will always share everything with my wife because she is matured and she will never share with another person. How sure are you?
Okay.
As long as I am still married to her, I have no secrets to hide from her. Good morning, guys. Loving you from Manchester. Thank you for sharing that.
Shout out to you.
Shout out to you all the way from Manchester.
Ogana Chobe has a message here. It says, good morning, the Techers. Great show this morning. I hear una since 10 a.m.
Aww.
He said, please leave your secret to yourself. Oh. Now, secret you tell your friend, he go tell your husband, no matter what you do. He said, that one will begin to disrespect you. You know, I learned the hard way. Don't even speak to my friend's husband till next year. Say, I hate this guy pieces. So she told a friend about a personal secret.
Wow.
And the friend went to tell the husband, that one was now disrespecting. Maybe you say, man, I had this past.
And that's the thing, right?
Not judging.
Yeah, you might think that if I tell my partner would not tell anybody.
Uh-huh.
But you don't have control over how your partner is going to act towards the person.
That's right.
You don't have any control, you know, on that. So,
It is.
It's just, I don't know, but it's just somehow.
It is very wrong for a spouse, a partner, you know, to judge people. You know someone's secret, and then you now use that against them.
Yeah,
it is wrong.
It's wrong.
And even telling or letting it out or acting based on that is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good question you asked.
Yeah.
You don't know how your partner will react to it.
Yeah.
So, you know, telling your partner may just, you know, hurt the other person.
You don't have control, like I said, you don't have control over how your partner would react to this person's story or to this person when he eventually, when she eventually sees that you're friend.
You That's know? Right. Well, gradually, we get another call again from Chibuzo.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes!
Chest alive!
Wow. Wow.
Good morning.
Good morning again. Yes, good morning. Welcome, Chibuzo. Well done.
Yeah, I'm so happy this morning. I thank God for life. Thank God for everything, you know. So, the matter on ground, you know, my friend to tell me his problem or whatever he has in his mind doesn't mean that I should tell my wife. You know, let me tell you something. In a marriage, there is not everything that we tell ourselves before getting married. There are some things we hide for ourselves. I can beat my chest and tell you that.
That's right.
It's not everything that a husband or the wife will tell before they get married. So if you can hide anything from your wife or your husband before you guys getting married, so why can't you hide, keep the secret that your friend tells you?
All right. Big question.
We need to go on a break. We'll be right back. Lagos, stay with us. Welcome back, Lagos. 11:30 for 1 o'clock is still What's Up Lagos, where the tech is and Family Talk is live right now. We're asking the question, would you trust your married friend with your secret?
And is it okay for married couple with a spouse for you to share someone else's secret with your spouse?
And then so far so good. We've got a lot of comments as to people saying it is not right. I prefer not to tell. If we can keep secrets before getting married, why is it that we're married and we have to now start spilling other people's secrets? Anyways, other people have said that, you know, just do.
Absolutely.
There were lots of WhatsApp messages, and this is coming from Oluwafemi from Yaba. He says, "What's up, Lagos? This is a very interesting discussion. I have a rule I use, which is, what's the benefit of telling my wife an issue, whether it's a secret or not? If the answer is no, it means she doesn't have to know. It's easier for me because I'm a doctor. I have been trained on how to keep people's health issues confidential." Shout out to you, Femi. Mubarak here says, "Good morning, the techers. Well done. I blame the husband for spearing out what the wife told him about his friend." Okay. If everything said between spouses are let out, the whole world will just turn upside down. I'm one who believes that even among spouses, some things are better left unshared for the sake of peace, not to talk of other people's secrets.
That's right.
I don't subscribe to this idea. If you don't want my spouse to know, then don't tell me. By the time the whole thing backfire, Lord help you to be able to handle it. I'm married and there are some things I won't share with my wife, no matter what. Now, every secret is a bad thing. No be everything per single day spew out. Okay.
All right. We're streaming on Facebook, by the way. For those who want to drop comments on Facebook, you go to Nigeria Info 99.3. Go there. There are some comments also. We can we'll read your comments. Like on Felicia Rakpo says, keeping secrets is integrity. And Patricia Ai says, "What's up, Lagos? My spouse will say, mind your business, so keep it to yourself." So
Wow.
I keep it to myself.
That's
so the spouse does not support
her coming to tell. That means there are some husbands, or there are some wives who, when their husbands come with just, they say, please, don't tell me. And then they just refuse hearing such stories or such another person's secret.
It's not
even fair. You know?
Felicia says it's very wrong to tell your spouse someone else's secret. It's very wrong to tell us about someone else's secret. It said that's indiscipline. All right, and Okweke Cedric says, "My name is Cedric, chatting you from Iba. Please, anything secret, you have to keep it to yourself if you don't want anyone to know. He said, you tell it to God alone. Thank you.
Okay.
That's good. Just to God, say God.
You tell it to God and you feel good afterwards. Okay. Ndu from Ododo says, there's nothing wrong in telling your partner everything except he or she is a flippant type. Okay.
All right.
Blessing from Ikorodu says, what's up, Lagos? My hubby is the only friend I have. We've been besties for 2 years before we got married. So I'm used to telling him everything. The day his sister told me about her boyfriend and she told me not to tell him, I tried my best not to, but I couldn't. Oh, God. I'm just used to it that way. So what happened after you told your husband about your sister-in-law's boyfriend? She tried her best to hold it, but she couldn't.
Because once you know a person's secret, somehow, your perception of them could be affected.
Absolutely.
The phone lines are buzzing. Gradually, we're coasting to the last 15 minutes, powered, sponsored by Land Lotto. And today, the winner of the 500K.
We'll be here live and direct.
To hear from the horse's mouth, we want to know more. And you know that by the end of this month also, somebody's going to win land.
Yeah.
And so another person will win 500K. And then by the end of the year, somebody will win apartment. Oh, boy.
So much goodies.
So a lot of goodies from Land Lotto. But we get to hear more about that at 11:45. But in the meantime, let's get some calls, right?
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
Top of the day to you.
Top of the day to
Hello,
you, too.
Holy
as
hell. Yeah. You know what? Secret. You have said secret. Secret is not official. Neither publisher. So you that have the secret, you are the problem of yourself, of letting out your secret. Even God has secrets. So the meaning of secret is not well defined between you. So if you have a secret, it should be inside you. That's why it's secret.
Okay.
Right.
So the time you let it out, it is no more secret.
Secret.
So you ask for the abatement, and it shall be done for you.
All right.
So, in a nutshell, what she's saying is never, ever, ever
don't
spill.
Let it down. Leave it between you and God.
You and God.
You know, God.
Dennis here.
Hello.
Hi, what's up, Lagos?
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
Cheers, it's alive.
Yeah, it's nice talking to you guys. I really appreciate you. It's my first time calling What's Up, Lagos Live.
Welcome.
Good to have you.
Yeah, Mr. Collins. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is Dennis calling from Lekki at the moment.
All right, Dennis.
Yes, let me put mouth in that matter. The issue is that you leaking secrets to your spouse is not even the issue. Everybody knows his or her spouse. When you know that your madam have a leaky mouth, you don't disclose some certain things to your madam, or when you think your guy have a leaky mouth, you don't disclose some certain things to your guy, so that you know will come later, come back, come cause problem.
Okay.
So now within me, I get to
add. All right.
To add to the matter with that. Thank you very much. It's nice talking to you guys.
Thank you.
Lovely day to you guys.
You too.
Okay, we have Abiodo calling on the line right now. But yeah. Okay. Before we take Abiodo's call, should we take Abiodo's call already?
If there's a message, Abiodo is ready, yeah.
All right.
On the discussion that is online.
Hello.
Hello, Abiodo, welcome.
Yeah, good morning, sir. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers, alive. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, the issue is don't let your secret, don't just keep your secret to anybody, especially a married couple. Especially those ones that are very, very close, they are friends. Like a marriage like you, your own marriage. Don't tell your secret to any one of them.
So you are saying they should not tell us, nobody should tell us their secrets.
Nobody should tell us secrets.
No, yes, because by the time you are playing, you will know that you just let out the secret. It is just like you did not mean to say it. But along the line, because you are so close, you are friends. You know, there are a lot of married that they are friends. They are just friends. They are not even husband and wife alone. They are friends.
Yeah.
Friends.
Yeah.
So, in the course of their playing, some secret will just be out without them knowing. It's not conscious. It's not that that person wants to say it consciously. But because of the friendship between the husband and wife, something will just come out from it and they will just say it without anybody causing them to
say it. Okay. I mean, yeah, that's a valid point. We're here with you. We're here with you.
All right.
That is just the case.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
All right, John from Owode, is that it?
I guess
he's a first-time caller. Hi, John. What's up, Lagos?
Hello? What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
I want to talk about a secret.
Okay.
All right.
As for me, I can almost keep secrets from myself.
Ah.
But I think it is okay when you tell your spouse a secret if you know she can keep it.
Okay. That's a clause there. If
you know she can keep it.
If.
But once you tell somebody's secret, is that still a secret?
Yes, it's still a secret.
Okay. So your spouse, you can just see another person if you know you can keep it. I tell you, the next person see the other person say, if you know you can keep it.
You keep it. Like,
so who is keeping what? What if all of the guys who know the secret now meet? All of you that are aware of this thing, you now meet. What will be your gist? Your gist will be about the secret that you all know.
Hi, Moses. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Yes.
Just alive.
Moses for life from the again. Mm-hmm. For me, number one. Whether we overplay or we know overplay, we have something called conscience. Many people that plays a lot, that say, I tell the man everything. Even there are some girls you talk to, they give you their boyfriend's number. Yes. They end up getting hot at the end, feeling I'm telling him everything. You may be hiding something from you. You understand? First, you want to, if somebody should tell you something, you want to think about the person too before even telling it to the other person. Because number one, if I will even tell my partner, if I'm married, I will tell, because that's what I normally do. If I will even share anything with anybody that somebody tell me, I will never call the person's name because I will never want an issue between you and that person.
All right. So are you saying it's not okay to say?
It's not okay. Even though I will speak it out, I will never let you know who said it. You understand?
All right. That's a smart way to put it.
That's a smart way. Meg is calling from Command. Hi, Meg.
We take Meg
Hello,
for
Hello, detectives.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hello? Yes, we're here. Go ahead.
Yes, we are talking about secrets. But it was not specified. Is it if I'm married, as a married woman, that if to tell my husband
okay,
to be part of my past.
Okay, so we it's like you just joined in, right? So you don't really get the question we're asking. So we asked a couple of questions. We asked, would you trust your married friend with your secret? Now, this is for the single folks. We also asked that if you're a married person, is it right to tell your spouse about other people's secrets?
Oh,
no, it all depends.
Okay.
It all depends. What if I tell my spouse, what has it got to gain? What is the benefit?
Okay.
What is beneficial about it? If there is nothing to gain, there's no need telling the person. In our own angle as a Christian,
yeah,
you know, a couple we gossip a lot. Like me and my husband, we gossip a lot.
Okay.
So, on that angle, maybe at a compassionate angle, you may see the issue of a person and they say, oh, we need to pray for this person. This, something like that.
Okay. So it's for to find solution.
To find solution.
Did the person tell you that they're looking
solution.
For
solution? Yeah, they might need solution. The person might be needing solution.
All right, guys, we're in the moment that you've been waiting for. It is our sponsors are here indeed talking about Land Lotto, the sponsor of the last 15 minutes of this amazing show. It's been a journey of great fun so far.
Absolutely.
But it's that moment you've been waiting for where you can learn more on how you can win and make a whole lot more. And by the end of this November, there are a lot of goodies. By the end of the year, there are a lot of goodies. All these are wrapped up in the next conversation we have in a few minutes. But hey, let's take a message.